Iraq's prime minister says he's trying a new way to limit sectarian violence. Nouri al-Maliki has been struggling to cut back on the killings among Sunni and Shiite Muslims. Previous plans to flood Baghdad with Iraqi and American troops haven't worked. So this time they've tried talking. We've been learning more this morning from the U.S. ambassador, Zalmay Khalilzad. Can you explain what makes this different from anything that the Iraqi government has tried up to now?
Well, this plan is focused on Baghdad. And what makes it significant is that the people involved in the sectarian violence, the various militia leaders, as well as people from the Sunni side, some of whose groups have groups who are involved in sectarian violence, come to an agreement with each other after very frank and detailed discussions, taking responsibility for what their groups or people under them are doing, and committing themselves to ending the sectarian violence.
Are you saying, Ambassador, that Sunnis and Shiites are working together on this council?
Yes, they will be working together. There will be political leaders, religious leaders, tribal leaders, military folks working together, and they have pledged during this holy month of Ramadan, saying that they will abide by this.
And just to understand, Ambassador, are there people in these discussions who will overtly say, I'm a leader of one of the groups that's been killing Shiites or killing Sunnis or blowing up mosques, and I'm going to instruct my people to stop? Are those kinds of people actively involved in these discussions?
Absolutely. They did say also that while they can control most of the forces involved, that there are forces that are not under their control were also involved. There is, of course, the Al-Qaeda folks who want to provoke sectarian violence. So there will be instances of violence even with the cooperation of those who control the main forces. But if they implement what they've agreed to, there should be a significant decrease in the level of violence in Baghdad.
Ambassador, is there a connection between this announcement and some news that you made a few days ago telling the New York Times that the United States might actually cut off assistance to the Iraqi police if they did not clean up their act and stop being involved in sectarian killings?
I think there is a lot of reasons for why they have done it. The most important is that the level of violence has been such that the people of Iraq are demanding an end to this kind of violence. And second, I believe that both sides have come to believe that they have to come to an agreement to live with each other because there is a kind of balance of terror that has been established. Neither community can get all what it wants. It needs to accommodate the other.
Ambassador, you said that both sides in the sectarian dispute have come to believe they have to live with each other and that there's a balance of terror. What does that mean, balance of terror?
Well, what I meant by that was that they each recognize that the other can hurt it, and therefore there is this mutual vulnerability, if you like, to violence along sectarian lines.
And does a balance of terror mean that each side will remain heavily armed and ready to inflict damage if they feel that they've been threatened or damaged?
Well, there is also an agreement among them and that there will be a decommissioning, demobilization, and the reintegration of the militias and these unauthorized other military formations. And it will take some time, in fact, to do away with these militias. It will be a difficult challenge, and the most important part will be the reintegration part, what happens to the people who are currently armed and part of militias.
Zalmay Khalilzad is the United States Ambassador to Iraq. Ambassador, it's always good to speak with you.
It's good to speak with you.